CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 19th of April, 2026, and here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB, and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. The RSGB has published a question bank for full level examinations. You can catch up with the RSGB 2026 AGM on YouTube. And the RSGB has announced two new youth team volunteers. At its 2024 meeting, the RSGB Examination Standards Committee agreed, with Ofcom approval, to publish the full level examination question bank after a thorough vetting of the questions by the Examinations and Syllabus Review Group had taken place. The ESC Chair, Tony Kent, G8PBH, is pleased to announce that the question bank is now available via rsgb.org/exam-questions. It will also be accessible via links on the RSGB web pages for exam candidates and trainers. The copyright to the question bank is held by the RSGB. Developed by Aubrey, M8AUB, the user interface works on PCs and mobile devices with a web browser. It also allows users to access questions in different ways, for example by syllabus selection, and even to create and take their own mock examinations. The Society believes this initiative will make a significant contribution to training and should become a valuable resource for both candidates and trainers. After it has had time to assess its impact at full level, the ESC will consider rolling it out to the other examination levels of foundation, intermediate and direct to full, as candidates and trainers will now be able to use the interface to generate their own mock examinations from the question bank. The RSGB has removed all the full level mock papers currently on its website. If you encounter any issues with the questions or question bank interface web page, please report them via the online examination informal query form. You can find this at the bottom of the exam forms web page at rsgb.org/exam-forms. The RSGB would like to thank everyone who joined the RSGB 2026 AGM, which was held online yesterday, the 18th of April. If you missed the live event, you're able to watch the full live stream on the Society's YouTube channel at youtube.com/the RSGB. As well as the formal AGM business, there was a special message from the RSGB president, and the board answered questions from RSGB members on a wide range of topics. The AGM was followed by a presentation on the Society's work to defend the spectrum and ensure that radio amateurs can enjoy amateur radio across the bands. If you would like to read more about the RSGB's work in protecting the spectrum, including successes in spectrum access and defence, as well as current concerns, visit rsgb.org/spectrum-protection. Winners of the RSGB 2026 Construction Competition and the RSGB Trophies were also announced. Timestamps will be available in the video summary on YouTube, allowing you to skip to particular sections that you wish to watch. Go to rsgb.org/alphagolfmike to find out more about the AGM, including personal statements from the new, elected and nominated board directors, as well as the regional representatives. The RSDB is delighted to announce two new volunteer youth team roles as it continues to grow and strengthen its support for young radio amateurs across the UK. Leon Shaw, M0VUF, will be the Youth Vice Chair, working closely with the Youth Chair, Chris Aitken, MM0WIC, to help guide and develop the expanding youth team. Sophie Bourne, M9LBW, will collaborate with Chris over the coming months with the intention of taking on full responsibility for the Youth Champion for Schools role later this year. Both Leon and Sophie represented the RSDB at last year's YOTA summer camp, supported the youth stand at the RSDB 2025 convention, and took part in a Tonight at 8 episode to share their experiences of amateur radio and how it has shaped their interests. Sophie also brought fresh ideas to the recent RSDB Membership Strategy Workshop, which will help to shape future youth engagement. The RSDB National Radio Centre will be closed to visitors on Monday the 27th and Tuesday the 28th of April 2026 due to essential maintenance work taking place. RSDB volunteers look forward to welcome you on an alternative day. Don't forget that if you are an RSDB member, you can receive free entry to Bletchley Park, which includes the RSDB National Radio Centre, by downloading and printing a personalised voucher at rsdb.org/bravopapavoucher. International Marconi Day is on Saturday the 25th of April. This worldwide event is organised by the Cornish Amateur Radio Club to celebrate the birth of Italian radio pioneer Giuliano Marconi. Stations from around the world are coming together to celebrate the life of this remarkable man. For more information, including details of how to take part, visit golfxray4charlieromeocharlie.com/India-Mike-Delta. Now for details of rallies and events. The Broadcast Engineering Museum is having an open day on Sunday the 3rd of May from 11 a.m. The museum is located at number 41, Capper Avenue, Hemswell Cliff, near Gainsborough, Lincolnshire, postcode Delta November 21, 5 X-ray Sierra. It is home to one of the largest collections of historic broadcasting equipment in the world. For more information, visit bravoechocharliegolf.org.uk/events. Now the special event news. The Ramsbury Amateur Radio DX Group will be active as Golf Bravo 8-0 Romeo Yankee on Saturday the 25th and Sunday the 26th of April 2026. The station will be on the air to commemorate 80 years since the decommissioning of RAF Ramsbury in Wiltshire. Operators will be using CW, FT8 and SSD on the 80 to 10 meter bands. Special event station Golf Bravo 2 Juliet Alpha Foxtrot will be active on Saturday the 25th of April from 10 a.m. to celebrate the life and work of Professor Sir John Ambrose Fleming, the inventor of the thermionic valve. Look out for activity on the 40 and 20 meter bands using SSD. There will also be some activity via the GB3LV repeater and Echolink. More information is available at qrz.com. Now the DX news. Phil FK1TS is active again as Charlie 21 Tango Sierra from Nauru OC031 until July. He mainly operates using FT8, but may also try some SSB contacts, QSL via Logbook of the World or OQRS. QSOs are live streamed on Clublog. Tom VK2TBC will be active as Victor Kilo Zero Tango Bravo Charlie from Casey Station in Antarctica until December. He operates using FT8 and SSB. For more information and updates, visit Victor Kilo 2 Tango Bravo Charlie.com. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 21st of April, the RSGB 1.3 gigs UK activity contest runs from 1900 until 2130 UTC using ALMOS on the 23 centimeter band, the exchange's signal port serial number and locator. On Wednesday the 22nd, the RSGB 80 meter club championship runs from 1900 until 2030 UTC using SSB on the 80 meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. The United Kingdom and Ireland Contest Club DX CW contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 25th and ends at 1200 UTC on Sunday the 26th of April using CW on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Full rules, including UK and EI area codes, are available via tinyurl.com/uniformkiloechoindia.charliecharlierules, R-U-L-E-S. The SPDX RITI contest starts at 1200 UTC on Saturday the 25th and runs until 1200 UTC on Sunday the 26th of April. Using RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where concerts are permitted, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Polish stations also send their province code. And on Sunday the 26th of April, the UK microwave group extra high frequency band EHF band contest runs from 0800 until 2000 UTC using ALMOS on the 76 to 241 gigahertz frequencies. These are the signal report, serial number and locator. And also on Sunday the 26th, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group Sprint 25 contest runs from 1700 until 2100 UTC using 75 baud RITI on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted. The exchange is your 6 character locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 16th of April 2026. Last week was characterized by a low KP index and a similarly low solar flux index. The KP index was predominantly below 2 all week thanks to a lack of Earth-directed CMEs. Holes. Unfortunately, this is about to change. The solar index has been consistently around the 100 mark, dipping as low as 93 on the 11th and only as high as 105 on Thursday the 16th of April. This has meant settled ionospheric conditions that have not been outstanding but have at least been reliable. The maximum usable frequency, MUF, over a 3,000 km path has reached 24 MHz at times, but often battling to reach 21 MHz. This is a taste of things to come over the next few years as we descend towards sunspot minimum. The settled conditions mean, however, that there has been DX to work. The CDXE Slack group reports FT8 and CW contacts with 3X3A in Guinea on the 17, 15 and 12 meter bands. 3V9G in Mauritius has been logged on the 15 meter band using CW. D60DX in Comoros was worked on the 15 meter band using CW. Another DX includes 9V1DW in Singapore on the 17 meter band. TN8GD in the Republic of Congo on the 20 meter band using CW. Now the bad news. A very large coronal hole on the Sun is rotating to become Earth-facing. a high-speed solar wind stream flowing from this zone reached the Earth last Friday, that's the 17th of April. Active KP4 and minor G1 geomagnetic storming may be possible today. So we can expect reduced MUS and poorer HF conditions. The expeditions active this week include V47EM on St. Kitts and Nevis, OX3LX from Greenland, 331TTT in central Kiribati, TX9W from the Marquesas Island, D60DX in Comoros, and 3X3A in Guinea. NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will climb next week, perhaps reaching a high of 145 by Thursday the 23rd, after the geomagnetic disturbances from the coronal hole died down. We may have two or more days of settled conditions before more disruption around Saturday the 25th. This is coupled with a predictive KP index of 4, just in time for International Marconi Day. And though the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO, the main note on the weather influence is that once high pressure becomes established at this time of the year, it can be remarkably persistent. In this case, the high pressure that is now developing over the United Kingdom may remain in control until the end of the month. Troppo will therefore be a mode of choice. But a cool north or northeasterly flow over the eastern side of the country will mean that western Britain fares best for any lift conditions. Over eastern areas, a cool northerly breeze will bring cloud and a few showers. The prospects for aurora are still worth checking out by noting the KP index for values above 5 and preferably above 7. As we reported earlier, the effects of a large coronal hole may be reaching us today. So check the KP index and listen for fluttery signals on the HF fans. Then get ready to turn your VHF beams northeast. As for meteor scatter, we're now coming up to the peak of the April lyrids on Wednesday the 22nd. We should see some activity increase to beyond the random fare of recent weeks. In contrast, rain scatter may not be a good option, with high pressure or just isolated showers not offering much for the microwave bands. In May, the prospects for sporadic E start to be worth checking. In the coming week, there are not too many suitable jet streams which can be good regions to check for sporadic E. But to get into practice for the new season, check the sporadic E blog on propquest.co.uk for a jet stream map, and look for spikes in the FOES trace on the graphs. The site is currently being worked on, so apologies for any dropouts. And an update on EME prospects now. Moon declination reaches a maximum high on Tuesday the 21st of April. Moon perigee, its closest point to Earth, is today. So past losses will be at a minimum. Sky noise is slightly higher on Tuesday the 21st, but this is minor, and it returns to low again on Friday the 24th of April. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. Please note the details of all RSGB affiliated clubs and societies can be found on the RSGB website. That includes email addresses and website links where known. This is my usual Bristol-centred English and South Wales coverage list. Here we go. Gordano Amateur Radio Group meets on Wednesdays from 8 p.m. at the Ship, 310 Down Road, Portishead, North Somerset, BS20 8JT. Contact is Malcolm, G4KPM, GordanoRadio@gmail.com. North Bristol Amateur Radio Club meets every Friday at Page Community Association, Page Road, Staple Hill, Bristol, BS16 4NE. Meetings start at 7 p.m. and talks start at 8 p.m. The club welcomes all, members and non-members. website is November Bravo, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .org.uk, and contact is Dave, G7BYN, on 07533 933 831. Shirehampton Amateur Radio Club has a club net on 145.425 MHz from 11 a.m. every Sunday. Contact is Colin, G3YHV, on 0117 982 3822, or via secretary at shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk, or on the web shirehampton-alfaromeocharlie.org.uk. Thornbury in South Gloucestershire Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday from 7:30 p.m. at the Chantry, Thornbury. The club has daily nets via the GB3ZB repeater at 10:30 a.m. The Friday net is on 145.450 MHz from 8 p.m. For further information, contact the club's secretary, Terry, via secretary at Tango Sierra Golf, Alfa Romeo Charlie, .uk. Western Supermare Radio Society meets at 7:30 p.m. every Monday at Western Supermare Social Club, Devonshire Road. Thursday sees a net via the GB3WB repeater from 8 p.m. For more information, visit the Weston Radio Society at gmail.com. And over in Wales, on Tuesday, Barry Amateur Radio Society has a club night from 7:30 p.m. at Sully Sports and Social Club, CF64-5SP, from 7:30 p.m. On Wednesday, there is a net on 144.550 MHz from 8 p.m. On Friday, there is a Zoom meeting hosted by Richard, MW0HAT, and Steve, GW5VOG, is a contact on 07900560080, or you can email sierra.charliealphawhiskey, sierraechoyankee, at sky.com. On Sundays, Blackwood and District Amateur Radio Society has a net on 3706 kilohertz, says megahertz here, from 12 noon. On Tuesdays, the net is on 144.575 MHz from 7:30 p.m. On Friday, the society meets at Isluin High School at 7 p.m. Contact is Mark, 2W1MRK, 07972 336 885. Tetstow and District Amateur Radio Society meets on the first and third Tuesday of every month from 7 p.m. in the Scout Hut next to the British Legion on Grahamstown Road, Sedbury, Tetstow, NP16-7AD. The Society welcomes all radio users. And on the web, look for Gulf Whiskey 4 Lima Whiskey Zulu.co.uk. Cumbrian District Amateur Radio Society has a club night on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. at Hentley's Village Hall, NP44-6JZ. To find out more, visit MikeCharlie0YankeeAlphaDelta.club. Contact is Gareth, MW6GVR, via email MikeWhiskey6GolfVictorRomeo@AOL.com. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Flonadale, Cardiff, CF14-6EA, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access to disabled visitors. There are nets via the GB3WB repeater from 9:30 until 10:30 p.m. on most nights of the week. Contact is via Hotel, Alfa Romeo Charlie, Mike Echo Mike, Sierra Echo Charlie at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has a net on 7.104 MHz at 10 a.m. On Mondays, the D-Star net starts at 8 p.m. There's a net on Tuesday from 8 p.m. on 145.375 MHz. The Society has a club meeting at Ruderin Tabernacle Church Hall on Thursdays from 7 p.m. For more information on events, visit Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk. In particular, Gulf Whiskey 4 Echo Zulu Whiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. Rhondda Amateur Radio Society meets at Astrid Rhondda Sports Centre, CF41-7SY, on Tuesdays between 7 p.m. and 9 p.m. More information about the Society can be found by visiting Gulf Whiskey 2, fox.oscarfoxtrot.co.uk, and Paul Day, MW0PBD, is contact on 07394 994 555. And finally, on Tuesday, Usk Side Amateur Radio Club holds its club night, starting at 7:30 p.m. in the High Cross Community Hall, Church Close, Rogerston, Newport, NP10 9SH. The club is a registered venue for amateur radio exams. You can contact them via email, uskside@newport.gmail.com, or look at uskside@alfaromeocharlie.com on the web. That ends this week's GB Taurus News broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It is compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcom magazine and the RSDB website should be sent to the editorial team as far in advance as possible by email to radcom@rsdb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSDB retains the copyright of the material transmitted. Information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeosierragolfbravo.org. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week from the GB2RS news team.